Thursday, the 9th of August, 2018. Free speech. What happened about the two outright Canadian speakers? Did they come to New Zealand? Yes, they did, but the public meeting to hear them speak was cancelled because of a concern about violent protests. They were interviewed by some media, and anyone interested in their views can listen to them speaking on YouTube. As a result of the visit from those speakers, we are a bit sensitive about hate speech. Don Brash, who was the leader of the National Party at one stage, and before that, the governor of the Reserve Bank, had been invited to speak to the Massey University Politics Club. He is known for his conservative views, especially on Maori. Some people would call him racist. A few people said there would be a protest if he spoke. In the end, the Vice Chancellor of the university cancelled his visit. She said that the university's job was to honour the Treaty of Waitangi, and his views on Maori did not do that. She was also worried about violent protests. Tonight, Don Brash is one of the speakers at a debate at the University of Auckland. All this media attention means that such a large crowd of people came to hear him speak. They had to find a bigger hall. Security people were there to make sure that protests did not become violent. Since then, there has been criticism of the Massey Vice Chancellor for not allowing free speech. What is the role of a university in the matter of free speech? Surely a university should encourage students to listen to all sides of an argument and make up their own minds.